he has a 75-pound rock and film that he's going to present, there are a lot of pictures taken and move it right out.
Ah, sure.
Mr. Bethany?
Well, come in, Dave. Reading on your heart again, we send you off again. Hey, look at that.
Where did we go? Well, we said this kid only got this.
75 pounds, how can you lift it?
I can't even lift 50 pounds.
I'm used to it.
Now, wait, is there something you're dropping on, Steve?
Yeah, sure.
Put it on his chair. Just put it right in the chair.
Don't you lift it?
Look, I don't know.
How did you get one of these?
Oh, well,
it's all right. He straightened his back. That's what they use. Straight his two things.
That's good.
You got that out of your right.
You might as well. Might as well have something.
Yeah. Oh, that's in the New Territories.
That's right.
Across the territory. And
this one, then they gave me one like it.
Where is it?
So that was brought from
Chihuahua.
Dying canoe.
Is it an
old? And the worth of it depends on the number of lives lost.
Where through the high seas, not canoe.
I cut it out of a mountain of sand, too.
I thought we sent a picture over to the chief of the commissioner.
And he wanted his personal greetings to come.
See, I see this kind of picture that we're looking for.
Well, that's the reason. That's why they had all this.
We'll get a picture. I'll give it to the press, too.
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
He knows Vietnam, too, in the economic side.
Very good man.
have a good man by the name of Drexler who follows the Chinese as their sieve of the thing, and he briefed us, which was very helpful to me. That fellow Drexler, I think, is worth watching too. Now, Vietnam was not at all what I expected. No benchmark, but I did take with me Jim Engel from the State Department, who is a reasonable person and who had served there two or three times around the world, but he had a benchmark. He had been there in June a year before, and I asked him to make comparisons and to be on his own to see what he could pick up. And his report is interesting, and I'll put it in detail because it is a comparative report of what he saw June a year ago on now. The barbed wire picked up
8 months ago, yeah.
The city of Saigon being painted up, the roofs repaired. Absolutely no sign of battle anywhere I went. I went down the Mekong Delta one day. We made a half a dozen or more stops.
In other words, when you say it was a surprise, it was a lot better than you expected. Is that
I expected
from the American press, you'd think it was a damned successful.
When I went to play, I expected to see the city of desolation. That was the town that sit on that. I was going to see the old sanctuaries and the temples just destroyed. Well, there was destruction. There was a barbed wire. But they were repairing the temples, and they're not completely gone. They're coming along. And the houses, you see the new roofs, the tin that we provided apparently, or whatever the metal is. But you also see now that that stuff, the tile, you see the rebuilding. You see much less destruction than you saw 10 years after when you go to Cologne or London or anywhere else. They've rebuilt it. We also saw in the Mekong Delta going back on the farms, which was important to me. They're coming back and taking up their land and starting to plant rice. The guided tour I had was to show places, hogs, where they are, chicken farm, hatchery, and shrimp.
How did they crush them? They were pretty good.
Well, they were, the thing I liked about them, not the old one.
No, I don't have problems.
Well,
I've seen them all. Well, they send me through that. I couldn't care less because I don't know anything about it.
The thing I liked about it was that instead of a demonstration farm, we're just not continuing to pay. Formally, they're privately owned and are making a profit. Now, that's true, and I have no way of checking it out. That's what I was informed in every case.
That's true. It's agriculture, yes, sir. It really is.
This hog farmer, he told me that himself, and he's selling his hogs. The chicken, the hatchery, so
see, there's a that's all done. Never happened before in that little town.
And you see the farmers talking with them, even the French in the run, they can see with the change in exchange rates and so on, they can be back in production, the economics. Now, Bunker was the most cordial and the most helpful. He had lived in these places and they're comfortable and so on. So he went out of his way to explain to me, let me read what he sent you. Long report. I had a long session with Abrams too.
Good.
And he's a hard-hitting, pretty objective sort of guy. He didn't try to gloss over when I talked about morale, and I think he does have a morale problem. I mean, they're all on their suitcase ready to come home.
Sure.
And he says that you can't keep an army at steel strength unless you're fighting. Because that's about the hardest thing in the world, and I think he's right. But you've got the same thing perhaps a greater degree in AIB, and there is a cutback in place there, but it should be doubled and pull them out much faster than we're doing.
AIB,
I
told those back to cut that back, and they haven't done it. Now get a hand on the phone. I really need it now. Going to cut that AIB back. Unless, Al, there's a problem in Jews. He wants those people out there. No. He wants the military, but I don't think the AIB people.
I don't think you...
No. You see, that it may be that those are the guys that are not in our policy, too. Those, if you never...
They're all over the... In the every village I went in, they were all over the place. I saw them in every village. Now, some of them are apparently helping in agriculture. Some of them are doing pretty good.
But mustn't I have it there? How do you feel about it?
Well, I think it should move faster. There's no question about it.
It always stays a huge presence. Well, at least let's take a hard look at that.
My only concern would be the psychology of Q.
No, that's it. Just check on the psychology of Q.
Well, I thought that's it, but
here's what I think, is if you cut that back and you need something else. That's what I mean. I don't want to cut back the money. I just want to get the Americans the hell out of there. Get
money
the money.
You'd rather have.
You talked to Q.
I talked to Q about this. He says that with the Vietnamization of the army, that has given them strength and has helped. Now, he feels the same way on the economy. As long as we're doing everything, why should they? Now, he says that's saying the right words. I suggested that you had committed to help them in this field. We're not yet running. We're going to see this through. And each of the ministers wanted to know the amount and how long the duration, and I kept emphasizing. Our Congress and so on has an annual look at all this, and you can get a larger amount and for a longer duration if they show progress that they are actually doing things. And that's when Tu said, well, if they think in my ministries everywhere else that you'd be prepared to pick up this check, we can't get self-reliance, and he believes in self-reliance, he says. So I think you've got a vietnamization in the economic side as well as the military. And that can be handled, and I'd like to talk to you more likely on it than here.
I would rather get, though, Al, the number of AID personnel out, because I'm not confident in what they will say. I'm not very confident what the damn military will say either. But then put more of the hardware, more of the things that will really help. It's question built. And I'd rather transfer, don't cut back the amount of money. Get the personnel moved out and put it into other things so that Hugh knows he can get them over. See the point?
Yes, sir.
Now, Duke, would you buy that? That wouldn't have any morale problem. You get that kind of people out.
No, I think he would out.
In other words, trade money.
Yes, sir.
For these little whippersnappers running around knocking our policy.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, I had a long talk a couple of times with Sir Robert Thompson.
Oh, is he out there?
Yes, he's a hard-hitting guy, too.
He's still there, but I knew he'd been there.
Well, he was there when I was there. And he's very optimistic.
He is.
He said Cambodia and Laos has given longer time than they were for anybody saying he has. He thinks it's about additional time.
Longer than they have said?
Yes. Now he said it remains to be seen how fast the North can go back.
Yeah.
But he's very optimistic. And that's necessary to strengthen the economy and do the other thing. And he's very optimistic on what's being done on the police, internal security, and transferring over there. He said the cooperation of two and his minister there has been 100%. He couldn't ask for anything better. So I thought that was very good. Now, while I picked up, two has a, at this stage, at the stage I was there, no opposition. They only expect the key, and they only expect the men and so on. But at the time, they were not. My own view is that two must be elected. I don't know where you can turn. We don't have a special
guy.
You have any? Get any? Two is going around the country several times, very much impressed. I talked to the Japanese ambassador. He's from here.
He's smart.
And he's smart. He's been with him a few times. He says, that fellow is getting a political savvy, and it's helping to build a nation. And that, to me, was important. If they can build the communities and get strength, then there'll be economy and less chance of selling. By that, same token, it's quite clear that Tu doesn't want any action, shouldn't have any, that upset his chances
in the economy. Now, they've taken the actions in October, and a few while I was there in the water. And from what the reports look like, it's from relative stability prices, although you can't be sure of the indices. They're not even sure of the price of next year, and over there it's a reasonable. But the feeling is confidence. And they've turned their emphasis over to the economic side, in the ministries, and in the community. Now, where I get my real problems is in the mismatch in customs regulations, the black markets, and so on. Part of it can be corrected after election by single exchange rate at appropriate value, or in other words, value.
You wouldn't do it now.
I wouldn't do it now, and it shouldn't be done like it was done before, because they argued in the Congress, I see Parliament, boy, you've got a balance for a long time. Two other says that. He says that we've got to find a better way, and he's a murderer to a bunker. But the American community is frustrated. People say they're not as strong as in other areas, and there's the truth in that. Most of their contractors in the U.S. government, and they're trying to find a way to stay in there. But I have breakfast with them, lunch with them, and then I met for the dozen of them individually. And they have lots of rights about the way they're handled and treated at the embassy. Get a lecture instead of any help of getting a machine out of the customs to go to a place where they need it. Held for 6 months in the customs, the licensing and the payoff. And I talked to Bunker about this, and two recognizes that they've got to make a lot of administrative changes. So age is, you know, past experience helps.
Yes. After day, let me ask you a fundamental question. Do they need to talk about their economic czar like we did for Korea or someone like it? I had like a Henry Foster. Remember, he went to Korea many years ago and did a hell of a job.
A lot of you said Joe Dodge in Japan.
I should have said Joe. Joe Dodge is exactly what I meant.
That's what I'm beginning. And I need in Indonesia too.
Now, when should those people go? In other words, you don't really have anybody in the State Department who is capable. I mean,
someone that the government will trust and you can get things through. Now, you've got to sell Bunker on this. I talked to him, and he's opposed to it. He's friendly with Cooper, and they have a relationship there. And this has to be done. Cooper came in under Cloud and so on, and he's got problems in.
Well, I heard the other areas on him also. But listen, Al, I agree with you.
Bigger. Somebody give you this fellow's not, and those fellows, they're good people. But they need someone to hold their hand and be able. And Cooper is giving them technical advice. But it goes as the way Americans are,
yes.
Forcing it.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be knocked out of his office, I'm pretty sure, because he's abrasive and they're good.
You don't need to do that before October, though. Not before the election.
I would do it right after election and carry it to the...
You think Q would accept it?
Oh, he would love it.
You'd attach him to the embassy.
But I would like to have Bunker on our side. I think that...
we'll get Bunker on our side. We'll get Bunker will do what we want.
Good.
But we'll bring him back and tell him. But
it ought to be done in such a way that it's not a demotion for the people in the staff.
No, no, they won't.
It can be done.
We'll transfer them in there long term. Get them out of there. Now, what about Indonesia? Do you think they would accept it?
Well, yes. I got Bill Rogers sold on this when I got back, and then I got Marshall Green in my hair because he thought I would be critical, and that's his baby in Indonesia. I made a mistake. I'm talking to Bill, I mentioned it to him, and Marshall got outside. I said, well, I was going to tell Marshall. Call him in, it looked like person. They're making some changes there, but they're sending a young man who's a technical cuts.
Yeah.
And in Indonesia, the government people are all veterans of Burton some years before the troubles. And they're making important. See, they need a procedure. They know the technical end of it. They need a procedure. Father figure time.
Right.
They came to me, I got here.
Dave, you look over your names, understand? I think the former chief executive officer, or again, Schlesinger type, but a former chief executive officer appeals to me for other reasons than maybe for an international company like 3M, or a really needs to do it properly.
Where they have respect for them and where they understand the problem, get some changes made, and that they will communicate with the business community on a sympathetic vein, like the Japanese.
Okay. Those are two things we'll look into. I know it's going to be a bit. You don't you worry about your relationship with Marshall and the rest. I'll work that out. This is my idea. It's always been me. Got it. And that's one of the things, Dave, when they're over here, State Department, we have got to check up that NAM State Department with regard to its economic status around the world. They're too weak. You know what I mean? The whole
they've been held down on the political side. Lately, and we're turning to economics. And I think that
economics is the game of the game of the today. And the new State Department officials, instead of being all political experts, have got to be economic experts, in my opinion.
They've got to have a strong background there.
Most of them have. Most of them are very good. Also, most of them are not pro-American business. Most of them have grown up in the Eastern Ivy League damn schools, and they're against business. Now that's really the truth. A lot of you find that you talk to these little guys in the woodwork and say, they're not pro-private enterprise today.
Well, there's no question about that. I picked up yesterday this memorandum from Bill Trusides on the meeting held yesterday, and it just burst it out. So you could have a chart show. And then he was back in Japan and thought everything went right in their relationships. He said, if you make a comment, if you're moved to say anything, you might say that the Japanese, the latest observation, continue to put their shoes on one at a time, even as mornings, which is an indication that
there's no problem with Japan in Japan.
Well, he's wrong. It's as strong as can be.
But that Peterson,
he knows it.
Like a good presentation. The only trouble was that we should have taken an extra half hour. You should have rushed us.
But it's good.
Wasn't his fault. But I'd like to hear it again, wouldn't you? Sure. Say hello, a presentation. You weren't there, were you?
No, I was not, but I was aware of
that.
Well, I had a presentation. But he knows his family's coming.
I had told him, incidentally, that I'm on the whole White House staff for him to present a version of that. And you get that some of your top NSC staff, the National Council staff, Council of Economic Advisors and the budget and the OEM. They'll get in there and see that. People, top government people. I mentioned it to Hall and Marshall, but
big meeting of all the agencies to come up with a plan for the election. I would discourage that at this stage. Everyone knows that there's going to be something that occurs. What is the question?
If I don't go now, shake.
I think you'd be mistaken, and I am not mistaken.
I'm not an answer, man.
We've got that already crystallized. You know that I am with the Defense Department. They've been looking at it, and there's difference of views, but generally accepting that change of standard. I would not go that at this stage. I would get the man that's going to be in this and have him start working on it just around the election time. Thailand and the audience with the King and the Queen. That was very interesting. They are a lot of it. Thank you.
good sense and stupid advice.
Well, I thought it back.
Just one point and I'll get out of the car. It's not important. The mic and these knives.
Oh, yeah.
So that we're I'll be
experts.
Well, they're not craving the independence that we're hearing in this country.
Good.
And of course, and I met with the Marianas, the Marshall, the Carolinas, the Secretary, and Jim Johnston, the Marshall. The others are his favorite. But our whole group is sitting on the mountain of Saipan in large measure, and we've been far too many here. Most of our trouble is the Peace Corps. Boy, if we get rid of them,
I have told them, goddamn them. Now that's something that I told that Blacksburg to cut, that Peace Corps on, that he's got to cut it in our creation.
Well, he's probably got 2 men on it. He's got 200 or 300 in there.
Now what in the name of God are they doing there, Al?
Sure, they...
You remember when I...
Very clear. Mandate to
all right, I want it to be cut. I mean, he needs to cut it. Cut it out on it. Just get the hell out of there. I don't care where they send them. Send them to the Congo. Anyway, but get them the hell out of my creation.
They're the ones stirring this up. God, I've got them on the target. I think the Congo's and everything else. Everywhere I've seen them, they're the Congo. I get ready to see
them. Well, you keep calling everybody.
I reported this in detail to Roger Morton, and he said, now, I hope you'll tell the president.
Tell me. Now, you tell Rod, and he should start bitching about the Peace Corps, too.
I did. Baxter has got
it. But Roger's got to stand up. Now, look, he expects us to take the heat. Roger is the Secretary of the Interior. The Peace Corps is, a year ago, remember, I heard him tell about this.
Yes, sir.
Now, what have they done?
I'll have a report today on
it. Oh, I think they will meet later on this.
They'll say they cut back, and they'll say they cut out the troublemakers. And it's true and false. They have cut back, and they have made some changes, and they credit part of it, but it's still there, and it's a big item, and it's a bad item.
Right. And the main thing is they're saying really cut out the troublemakers to cut it in half, and you've got half the trouble.
Well, don't you agree?
Yes, sir.
I've never seen any place where I thought the Peace Corps were the anyway. Great for the kids. Fine. Gives them a nice little trip and so
millennium, but I see a lot of 40 of them are protesters, really.
Sure, that's why they're against the United States.